Now it's time to crown this week's grand champion. Let's bring back the winners from all of our games. From City of Twins, Nate Metcalf. From Licensed to Ill, Katie Cisneros. From This, That, or the Other, Kevin Murphy. From Celebrity Spoonerism, Susan Herder. And from Grammatically Incorrect Songs, Paul Rayburn. I'm going to ask our puzzle guru, Art Chung, to crown our winner.
I would be happy to, Ophira. This final round is called Peace and War. Contestants, I'm going to give you the opposite of a well-known book title, and your job is to give me the real title. Keep in mind, we're using the word opposite very, very loosely. So, for example, if I said The Visible Woman, your answer would be The Invisible Man. We're going to play the spelling bee style, so one wrong answer and you're out. You only have a few seconds to give me the answer, and the last person standing is our grand winner. Here we go. Nate, of cats and women.
Of mice and men.
That's correct. Katie, a hello from legs.
A farewell to arms.
You got it. Kevin, the emerald number.
I'm sorry.
The emerald number?
The emerald number? Oh, the green... I don't know.
No, I'm sorry. No, that's okay. Kevin, step aside. Let's see if Susan knows the answer.
The scarlet letter.
That is correct. I'm sorry, Kevin. You're out. Paul, daughters and haters.
Sons and lovers.
Correct. We're back to Nate. Celsius, 232.78.
Fahrenheit, 451.
You got it. Katie, weeds in the basement.
Flowers in the attic?
Correct.
Oh.
Katie went, no, but that is correct. Susan, the bad sky.
The good earth.
You got it. Very nice. Paul, tough is the day. 3 seconds.
Easy is the night?
No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Nate, do you know the answer?
Tender is the night.
Tender is the night. Thank you, Paul. Back to Katie. Kind of quiet and a tad far away.
I know the words. Very close and incredibly loud.
No, I'm sorry. That's close, but not correct. Susan?
Extremely loud and... What's the last part?
3 seconds.
Extremely loud and incredibly close.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, Katie. We are down to two players, Nate and Susan. Nate, she's totally obsessed with me.
He's just not that into you.
Oh, that's sad, but true. Susan, how to lose enemies and dissuade animals.
How to win friends and influence people.
Correct. Nate, our ears were ignoring the devil. Our ears were ignoring the devil.
Our eyes were turned to God?
No, I'm sorry, that's not correct. Susan, do you know the answer?
Their eyes were watching God.
You got it. You're our winner.
That was very close. Nate, well done. Susan, you did it. You are Ask Me Another big winner. And our VIP, Piper Kerman, has provided your prize, which is not only a signed copy of her memoir, but you also get some swag from the show. You get bright orange fingerless gloves that have the logo on them, and these were only given to the cast on the set.
Awesome.
And they'll be given to you. So congratulations, Susan.
Thank you.
Thank you, St. Paul, for showing us such a great time. If you're listening at home and would like to be a contestant on our show, just find us on Facebook or Twitter. Just look around for NPR Ask Me Another, and you can be a puzzle player anytime, anyplace, by downloading our podcast. Ask Me Another's puzzle guru is Art Chung.
Hey, my name anagrams to Mark Fudge.
Our house musician is Jonathan Coulton.
Val Jolta Cannon.
Additional puzzle writing by Karen Lurie, Dan Schofield, Noah Tarno, and Greg Volk. Ask Me Another is produced by Jesse Baker.
Jab Seekers.
Josh Rogerson.
So Jig Honors.
John Asante.
Hat, no jeans.
And Eleanor Kagan.
And Orange Lake.
Along with Portia Robertson-Migas and Eric Newsom, we'd like to thank the Fitzgerald Theater.
Feathered Targlets.
Minnesota Public Radio.
Incompatible Dinosaur.
And our production partner, WNYC.
WYNC.
I'm her ripe begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.